hello.
Yes, Mr. President. Shall I put him on?
Yes.
There you are.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Mr. President.
Yes.
Sorry you missed me last night, sir. Louise forgot that I was at the Deschler in Ohio. Columbus. She couldn't remember the name of the hotel.
How you doing?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Fine. We're working a little late tonight and trying to get wrapped up in Congress, and I think we're going to do it.
You just make it?
Yeah.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
I believe so. You can't tell, but it looks like it. What do you know?
Well, I've been doing a little political browsing around. Got to do a story for Life next month on the Republicans.
Well, that's good. I hope it's as good a story as one you wrote about me.
It won't be. It's all up in the air. It's a very interesting situation. They really haven't got anybody outstanding. Barry's slipped like the Dickens all over his. And there's a good deal of interest in Scranton. You find that in Ohio and New York and Connecticut. Your old friend, former vice president, is awful eager.
Well, it would be a good thing if he could get back out to California and get in, or get them wrapped up where he could get either one of those states. I don't know if they can or not, but...
Well, he's in terrible shape. The only way he'd get it, he thinks, is...
We had the Belden last week in Texas, and I had 70, and Goldwater had 16, and Nixon had 15. Rockefeller had 10.
You had 70?
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
And that was up from 50.
Well, Barry...
But, I had, in Lou Harris, I had up 14 in the Northeast. And I noticed the South, the Gallup yesterday was 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
But I think it the West was up 11, the Midwest up 10, the Northeast up 14. As a matter of fact, the governors up there want me to come up and speak to them, and I told them I wouldn't have any politics for several months. I'm going up and a little later, and I had to go to Lehman's funeral. I couldn't do that, and I had to go to the United Nations. I'm not going on any.
Well, in Ohio, for instance, Goldwater fell 16% in a poll of conservative businessmen called the OIC, Presidential Preference Poll. You went way up. I got it in front of me. Of course, this would be expected. This doesn't surprise you. You went up from. Well, this was before and after the fatality, so it isn't, so far as you're concerned, it isn't. You're 86% in, is among the Democrats, but that's rather meaningless. The Republican one was the important one where you had movement. I mean, you had tremendous movement about that. Before, of course, you were considered as the vice president, and after as the president, so that part of the poll.
That's what I had in Texas. I had 50% approving me and 32 disapproving me.
86% approving.
And this one went to 70% in Texas for me, and 16 for Goldwater, 15 for Nixon, 10 for Rockefeller, and I think 2 or 3 for Scranton.
Well, it's a fascinating thing, but Vice Nixon in New York, and he's just sitting there, hoping something will happen. He really is desperately interested.
Well, I hope they still got a copy of his news conference thing. I'm not sure.
Yes. Everybody's got the film. Well, listen,
come in and see me sometime soon, Johnny. Thank you.
Thank you.
Give
nice.